Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, G. Walker. Batting second. The right fielder, Pete Fox. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hank Greenberg. Batting fifth. The catcher, Rudy York. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Marv Owen. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Rogel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy Bridges. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Tommy Bridges. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting third. The right fielder, Dixie Walker. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Mule Haas. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Tony Pete. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Whitehead. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, John Whitehead. And now, play ball. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg hits a line drive into right field. Walker picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Walker. Gehringer goes all the way around to score. Greenberg moves to third. It's 1-0, Tigers. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Greenberg scores. It's 2-0, Tigers. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Radcliffe throws the ball into Hayes, who tags Lobbs, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. York moves to third. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Krivic moves to second. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Greenberg scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Radcliffe for the out. Krivic moves to third. Walker moves to second. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 0. The Tigers will come to bat. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Owen moves to third. Tommy Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Owen scores. Rogel moves to second. One out. It's 3-0, Tigers. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-0, Tigers. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Haas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gehringer for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walker. Haas reaches second base with a double. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-2, Tigers. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Rosenthal pinch hits for John Whitehead. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walker. Rosenthal reaches second base with a double. Sewell moves to third. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Fox. Hayes reaches second base with a double. Sewell scores. Rosenthal scores. It's 5-4, Tigers. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Krivic is called out on strikes. One out. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Sugar Cane now pitching. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Greenberg strikes out. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. York hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-4, Tigers. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Owen hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 4. the White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling is called out on strikes. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Haas hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Owen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Pete is hit by the pitch. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pete. The throw from York and he is safe. Pete steals second. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pete moves to third. Sugar Cane is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Cane strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rogel hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Bridges hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cane fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Walker hits a line drive into left field. That will be extra bases. Radcliffe fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Radcliffe. Bridges goes all the way around to score. It's 7-4, Tigers. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling misplays the ball. That's an error on Appling. Walker moves to third. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gehringer hits a line drive towards first. Haas catches it and steps on first to double up Fox. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Hayes hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Owen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-2 in the game. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Greenberg hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. York hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lobbs takes first base on ball 4. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lobbs. The throw from Sewell and he is safe. Lobbs steals second. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Owen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lobbs moves to third. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Haas takes first base on ball 4. Tony Peete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peete is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got two RBIs. Peete hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. Haas moves to second. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Sewell hits a line drive into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Tommy Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bridges hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Walker hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-4, Tigers. Peete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gehringer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fox moves to second. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Greenberg takes first base on ball 4. Fox moves to third. Gehringer moves to second. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. York hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 12-4, Tigers. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lobbs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Owen takes first base on ball 4. Lobbs moves to second. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Peete fields it and throws to first for the out. Lobbs moves to third. Owen moves to second. Two outs. Tommy Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bridges hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 12, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Renza pinch hits for Sugar Cane. Tony Renza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renza hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Krivic is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 12, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.